Thanks, Judy, and thank you to Pompeii for that enlightening story. Make sure you're standing in front of the Dutch Neck School. Look at the rightmost portion of the building, the two-story part with the stone base and large windows. This is the oldest portion of the building, constructed all the way back in 1917. This land used to be owned by Jacob and Nanny Wyckoff, who sold it to the old West Windsor School District in 1916. Dutch Neck School had an identical twin located along Route 1. It was called the Penn's Neck School and operated from 1917 until 1967, when it shut down. Although it was later converted to offices, it was ultimately demolished in 1995. Both schools represented a transition in the West Windsor School District. It used to be that there was an old wooden schoolhouse in each West Windsor neighborhood, but Dutch Neck and Penn's Neck schools were significantly larger, more accommodating, and brought students from across town together. It represented a change in priorities. The town was now allocating more resources to education. As someone who taught in the old schoolhouses in the early 1900s, as well as in Dutch Neck in its first year of operation, I also proudly represent this transition. Over the years, about 20 principals and hundreds of teachers taught, inspired, and raised students in this school. The earliest documented principal was Stella Kostenbader in 1919. However, I had a role in setting up the school in 1917. In the 1950s, the principal's office was in the basement of the school. Huge, uncovered steam pipes ran through it. Back when I taught, the principal was also called the head teacher, who, like principals today, oversaw the school, but also had to teach at the same time. They were also responsible for ordering supplies and planning bus routes. At the time, there wasn't a transportation department. Back when both schools were built, students still took horses and buggies to school. Even when buses started to be used, they often got stuck in mud and storms, and rides to and from school could be quite harrowing. In 1929, there was a small playground in the back. However, boys and girls played on separate sides of the playground. In 1953, there was a baseball field where the parking lot on the left side of the school now exists. Later in the 1970s, Stuart Reed donated 7 acres, which enlarged the playground. Today, kids are lucky. They have a host of outdoor activities available to them. The average class size throughout the years was historically 15 to 20 children. However, during the 1950s and 1960s, approximately 50 to 70 migrant farm children entered the school system for 6 weeks. Migrant labor would come during the summer and fall to pick tomatoes and potatoes. Therefore, during September and October, there would be 15 children in the class one day and 30 in the next. As the town grew, so did the school. The first addition was in 1927, when 2 rooms were added just behind the original portion. In 1951, 6 classrooms and an auditorium were added directly behind the flagpole you see in front of you. Expansions in 1956 saw the construction of 10 additional rooms and the discovery of graves in the cemetery, once managed by the overseer of the poor, as we discussed a few chapters back. And over the years, the school has grown even more. I can barely recognize it over a century later. Before 1969, the Dutch Neck School was part of the old West Windsor School District. But in 1969, West Windsor and Plainsboro decided to merge their efforts and split the cost of managing a school district. Today, the district is one of the top rated in the state and one of our town's points of pride. It serves about 10,000 students, quite a difference from the few hundred back in the early 1900s. Well, that's all for me. Class dismissed.
Thank you, Stella. Now you, the listener, have a choice. If you're ready for this tour to end, please play the final recording where we'll catch you up to the present day as you walk back to the heart of the community. Otherwise, play the recording called A Walk to Bethlehem. Take as much time as you need. The choice is yours.